News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Divorces are being delayed and separation stalled. That's according to the Law Society of Ireland, who warn of huge holdups in family law proceedings due to the pandemic. We're joined by Helen Coughlin, Chair of the Law Society's Family and Child Law Committee. Helen, what's the problem here? Obviously, COVID is causing delays.
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Yes, it is. We're very concerned about the delays that have arisen in family law courts because of COVID. And I suppose to put this in context for your listeners, a couple who would have started the legal process of judicial separation or divorce in 2019, they are still waiting to have their cases heard 2 years later. Due to COVID, cases have not moved forward or progressed. In some instances, cases have not moved one inch since February of last year. So that means that for 14 months, people's lives have been put on hold. They're waiting to move on. And it's having a huge impact on people. It may mean that people are living under the same roof in extremely, you know, stressful circumstances. Mm. And like, this really is a question or an issue of access to justice. So the, you know, family law practitioners and the Law Society, we're very concerned about these delays, but we do believe that there is a short to medium term solution by the rollout of more technology to deal with virtual hearings and applications.
Oh, yeah. Sounds logical. I wonder why hasn't that been done to date?
Well, you know, in credit to the court service, and in particular Angela Denning, the chief executive of the court service, they were really agile in rolling out virtual court hearings when COVID started. And they have been very, very useful. But we believe that the technology now needs to be expanded because there are an awful lot of family law applications and hearings that could be heard remotely. And this would go a long way towards addressing and reducing the backlog of cases that are currently in the system.
Okay, so are you hopeful that this will be brought in?
I suppose the difficulty with family law is that even before COVID, and looking at the latest figures, which unfortunately are 2019, that the court service annual report would have revealed, there would have been significant delays back then. But we have no doubt that the situation has exacerbated hugely since then. From our own practices, we can see, you know, the delays. And you know, this the court service, the court staff that sit in the court, the judiciary, they all have been very, very good in terms of dealing with emergency applications and even consent cases so far. So, you know, there has been some movement, but unfortunately, due to the number of cases in the system, there is a serious backlog at the moment.
All right. Helen, thanks for talking to us this morning. Helen Coughlin, their chair of the Law Society's Family and Child Law Committee.